This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, taking over for Joe Messina tonight. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on the Facebook live feed, or, you know, hang out and discuss what's going on the show and what we're talking about. This hour's guest is none other than Joe Messina.
Hey. you like that, huh? That was pretty good. You did that well. So I'm kind of nervous because I'm not used to being interviewed on my own show. I don't even know what to do with this.
Yes, please. You're sitting in Tammy's seat now, too,
well,
aren't you?
No, I'm sitting in my seat, but if people who pay attention know that the it's flipped on the screen, so I'm now in the guest position on my own show. Yeah, and you're in the lead position, which scares the bejesus out of me.
Wait, does that mean I can tell the producer to mute you if I want?
You can, should you decide, but hey. But considering the producer has left the room and I've got the controls in my hand, so go ahead. Let's see how that works out for you.
Oh, that's not fair. Tammy, come on.
Oh, God.
So,
talk to me.
So, today was an interesting day with the Supreme Court.
Yeah. You know, with, I don't know how much you've talked about it or about it at all, or if at all, but I mean, I got to tell you something. When I got up this morning, the first thing I did, I put it on. And for the first few minutes, I'm waiting for questions. There's no questions, right? They are browbeating. The Dems, first of all, they call for adjournment. Are we serious? Crazy Harris? Crazy Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing she said. Well, we should adjourn. And if you're, you know, basically she looked at me and goes, if you have any integrity at all, you would ask for a delay in these hearings. I go, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Where was their integrity? You know, when Obama was trying to, nominate a Supreme Court justice a couple months before he was out of office, right?
Yeah. No, it was, I said it earlier, I didn't talk too much or go into too much detail on it because I knew you might come back and I was going to wait for the segment, but, it was a circus, and they were Democrats. The Senate Democrats were the clowns, along with their little minion sheep that caused problems in the audience.
Yeah, what's really funny is even some prominent Democrats that I heard talking today on the talk shows across the spectrum were saying the same thing, that it really was a travesty that happened, and they, you know, they're in it, they can't get around it, they should just deal with it, don't you think?
Well, yeah, and you know what was quite clear from the hearing today was that they have no intention of voting for Kavanaugh.
No kidding.
They just want to make a big grandiose show about it, and a lot of them are already fundraising after the hearing today was over.
Yeah.
So they have no intention of voting for him. The ones that were making a big scene today and making a huge embarrassment for the American people.
But Kimberly, what about the lies? I mean, you heard some of the senators on the Dem side, you know, some of the things that they accused him of doing and what have you. And when you really think about it, they were really, I mean, the show today of how to twist reality, twist the truth. You know, when one senator talked about how Kavanaugh agreed with the Supreme Court taking away employees' rights for reproductive health. Bullpuckies from the Little Sisters, right?
Yeah.
I mean, reproductive health? Are we really?
No, were they talking about Hobby Lobby or were they talking about the Little Sisters of the Poor?
They were talking about Hobby Lobby, but then they also threw in the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah, they're first of all, how disgusting, Joe, and despicable is it that they're lying to their voters and to the American people? I mean, that to me is disgusting. Little white fibs I can somehow see, although I, don't agree with it, but they're telling blatant falsehoods and lies and fear-mongering voters and their supporters into believing something that's completely not true.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know what it is? They do it in such a fashion. Look at all the fear that they were pushing today, the Democrat senators were, when it came to, look at the things this guy will take away from you. Kavanaugh will be part of the Robertson's court. Look at the 90-some-odd. I mean, these guys were throwing out numbers that were not true in any stretch of the imagination. 92% of the rulings that the Supreme Court came down with was on the side of big Republican business donors. I'm going, really? When are you going to show a shred of evidence? When are you going to put
out? They won't.
Because there isn't any. They're lying. You can't show evidence on a lie.
Yeah, no, they won't do it because they are flat out lying.
Oh, wow. How much of it did you watch?
I was in meetings. I wasn't watching. I was listening. So I got to see that nitwit Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be a lawyer, right? Yeah. Wasn't she attorney general?
Yeah, but there's a long story behind how she became attorney general. As far as her being
I'm sure she didn't earn it.
No. Well, it depends on what you consider earning.
I mean, it depends.
If you think Stormy Daniels was earning her money, then yes, Kamala Harris earned her money.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much.
So I heard her, Ted Cruz, Senator Grassley, of course. Heard him. I'm trying to think. There was one other senator that I can't remember his name. I didn't get to hear all of it.
Right.
But what I heard was just a complete and utter embarrassment. I mean, it was despicable, the things they were saying, because they were all untrue.
But they're fighting for the people, Kimberly.
They're fighting for the people.
No, they're fighting to save their butts. I mean, they're really, truly, they are seeing their slow, painful death, and they're fighting for their rights. I suppose with hearing that music, you'll want to take us out, right?
No, you can take over now.
Coward. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host tonight, I guess. Kimberly Moran will be back with us right after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. First, hey, thank you guys for hanging in. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I always appreciate the time that you tune into the show and that you pay attention to what's going on. And, you know, I'm doing tonight, I've been doing and will be doing over the next few weeks, the thing that I tell you guys to go out and do, kind of hypocritical of me to tell you to go do something, get involved in your community while I sit here and eat pseudo bonbons and whatever else is that I'm eating, right, getting rich over here. But anyway, so I'm out. I'm out at school functions. I'm out doing things to let people know I still care about their kids. I still want to help their kids out. And you need to do the same thing. You need to get out there, support people like myself should you want to, but go support them and or go get a haircut, take a shower, and start running for somebody's seats yourself. It ain't that hard. Well, it's hard to run for the seat, but when you got it in your heart, it ain't that hard. Anyway, Kimberly Moran is our guest host tonight. Yeah, you're not getting out that easy. You know, I mean, you think I walk in the door, what is he going to hand it off to me? I don't know what mess.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you left me a mess or not. I don't know if there's people out there crying or what the deal is. Anyhow.
You'll find out when you get the email.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, it might, some of the station hosts might call and say, hey, we like her. It's time for you to retire. Anyway. So, oh, God. So,
I doubt that.
Well, you know, and again, you get involved in races like I do. I know you do. I know you try to help people. And it's a small town, and mine is a fairly small town as well. But it's the same. People want you to run. They're patting you in the back. They're telling you how great you are and all this other crud. And then they help you get elected. And then you can't find them to save your butt anymore, right?
Right.
I mean, seriously. Anyway.
It's typically it's a core group of activists in different on different issues who will always be there for you because those are the people who are hardcore and passionate about those issues.
Yeah, right. But my irritant again. People love it when people like you and I fight. You know, we're here on the radio. They see what you've written. They see you out at rallies, and they hear you, and they go, yeah, she's a fighter. I like her. Say the same thing about me. He's a fighter. I like him. And then they get you elected because you're all on the same page. And then what happens? They put you in this raft, and they push you out into the water and say, go for it. You're on your own.
Yep.
Have fun.
I know. This is, yeah. That's why it's so important to support people and be, you know, you can do things in different ways, whatever you think you're good at and doing and helping, but it's a lot of work to do stuff and to always be involved in politics. Yeah. So you need to support the people who are willing to step up out in front and take the hits. You know, that come your way and support them when they need the help.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And again, it's not one time. If you really want to look, you hear us talking about Trump all the time. Look how long it took for Trump. You know, once he get in there, all the stuff coming at him, and he's starting to turn things around, he's starting to make the big ship start to turn a little bit. This, if this is as bad and as deep as we all believe it to be, this is not a 4-year stint, not an 8-year stint. You know, Pence is going to have to step up, you know what I'm saying, and
yep.
get involved as well. This is going to be 10, 12, 16 years to clean up this mess. Do you agree?
Oh, God. It's way more than that. Way more than that, decades.
You're depressing me.
Sorry, but it's this mess started back with FDR. I mean, this the mess that we have in this country and with this ginormous, bloated, out of control blob government, that started way back then. It's going to take decades to clean that mess up, but we got to start somewhere. And after 8 years of Obama, he made the mess even worse, you know, and Bush kind of didn't help so much in that area either. And Clinton didn't. He did some stuff, but that was because he had Republicans pushing him and he worked with them. But we got to do something because, and this is at this goes for the state level too. It's not just the federal level. You know, we need to, government is out of control. I'm sure most people aren't happy with the number of taxes they pay, the amount of taxes they pay, and what those taxes are spent on. If people actually knew all the ridiculous things that our hard-earned tax dollars pay for,
well,
they'd probably be up there with pitchforks.
I want you to think about something here. I always say the same thing. If you want to see, right, if you really want to see how the rest of the country would run under total Democrat rule, look at California. And now California, the people have put on the ballot through referendum, they're gonna repeal the gas tax that the California legislature put on us about a year ago. Okay, people were up in arms. It wasn't a positive thing. People didn't like it, so they got three times the amount of signatures they needed to put it on the ballot, and it's going to get defeated, and they know it. So what are they doing? You ready for this? They've crafted legislation already. They got it ready to go. So when this thing gets repealed, they're going to pretty much slap it right back on there. All right? This is how much, you know, if any of you are listening, any Dem trolls are listening in California, here's the deal. They don't care about you. They can't stand you. And they don't care that your will is to repeal the gas tax because they know what's better. And it's not stopping at the gas tax. They've got a mileage tax in the work. They've got a professional tax in the work. That means doctors, lawyers, any of those services they're going to tax you on. And now, right, these hypocrites are going to tax you on water. And when I say that, look, the Dems were screaming in Detroit that water is a human right, and you shouldn't have to pay for it. But in California, the smartest Dems in the group, they think you ought to pay for it, even though it's a right. I'm living like in Willy Wonka crazy land.
Well, that's pretty much what it is. But the worst part, Joe, is why do people keep voting for these awful politicians? And I'm saying it goes on both sides. Why do people keep voting these awful politicians back in?
Well, I don't. Well, hey, you got a little bit of a break here, and bad or not, I've got to tell you, I think Elizabeth Warren's got some brown stains in her underwear tonight, right? I mean, you had a seated Democrat in Massachusetts upset in a primary, right?
Yep. A 10-year incumbent.
Wow, that doesn't happen. It's time to go buy a lottery ticket quick.
Yeah.
Right?
He's 10 term reps, so he's there for 20 years.
Wow. And this is, well, we'll talk about this more on the other side. I'm really curious about this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Kimberly Moran, co-host with me this evening. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court hearing continues in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was one of the three people to introduce Kavanaugh.
I am so honored to introduce Brett Kavanaugh for these hearings. He will be an outstanding Supreme Court justice. His intellect is unquestioned. His judgment is highly regarded. And I can personally attest to his character and integrity as a colleague. Brett Kavanaugh will thoroughly and faithfully uphold the trust that is our heritage, the Constitution of the United States of America, the most remarkable governing document in human history.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announced today he will not seek re-election next year. This comes on the news of a violent Labor Day weekend in Chicago where 6 people were shot and 23 others were wounded. All said, more than 1,000 people have been shot since Memorial Day in Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
A couple of nitwits.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Damn, let me go. Sorry, Daniel.
I can't handle it.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and really, truly, I'm having a great time. I love this. I will walk in the middle of a show and just go, okay, I'll take it from here. Thank you very much. And Kimberly Marin is my guest host tonight, or my co-host, like, whatever it is, right? I mean, that works for you, doesn't it? It works for me anyway.
I don't care.
Figured at this point you're ready to fall asleep anyhow, right? I mean, hey, this is in Chuckie Schumer. Says that abortion is the fabric of American life. I'm at a loss.
Do you see the irony in that statement?
Chuckie! Yo, Chuckie, listen. It's death, man. They killed the baby. It's death. How can it be American life?
God. Did he say it on Twitter? Because I have to say something.
I don't know. I have to go look. But I just saw it popped up on my screen, and I looked. I think it was a Facebook post or whatever. But I can go back and check it. But you know, they say stuff like that, and you really, truly, you sit there and scratch your head because if you look at his face when he says it, he believes it.
I don't think he believes it. Honestly, he can't be that stupid. He thinks what's offensive, what should be offensive to Democrats, is that he thinks they're that stupid. Honestly, to believe that.
Okay, maybe. You might have me there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw it come up on my screen. I opened it and I closed it because I don't really have. I don't want to have to look at him that long.
He was tweeting. He was live tweeting it. I was trying to tweet it, too, but, you know, some of us actually have to work to pay these hacks to not do their job.
I went to see Evan Sayet this weekend. He did he's a conservative comedian and a commentator. And,
yes.
And, yeah, okay, so you know who he is. And
yep.
You know, what was the show called? Deplorable Minds? No, what was it called? The Unredeemable Deplorable Show or something like that, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it was hilarious, right? So anyway, the beauty, the funny thing behind it, though, is that was one of the things he said about these people, is, you know, how much they really do believe this stuff. They really do believe they know so much more than we do, right? I mean, that was one of the points he drove home, is that we're too stupid to know better.
Right. Well, see, and my thing is, there's a couple different levels here. I think that the people who are running things, politicians, not like people, like some people are just morons, right? But okay. I think most of the politicians and the people pulling the strings, they know exactly what they're saying. They know it's a lie. They know that it just hurts society and it hurts a culture. It hurts the country, whatever. But they intentionally want to do these things and put these progressive Marxist policies in place, and they treat their voters and their supporters as if they are stupid. And frankly, if you believe what these politicians are saying without verifying or trying to find out the truth, I guess they're right.
Yeah, these...
Right?
Yes. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about the Dems haven't changed their game plan. And that's good for us, because I think it's cracking. I think it's getting weaker. I mean, you look at the whole plan today was constantly interrupt, shut down, postpone, slow down, whatever. And the man, you know, he didn't even need to be there today. Kavanaugh didn't have to be there at all. And then Cory Booker, when he realized what he had said and some of the things that spewed out of his mouth, when he came back around to him, I don't know if you saw that, but he started apologizing profusely about the way he came across. And it's like, you know, too late, dude. What you believe came out of your mouth. Too late. We saw the real Cory Booker. So don't give me that crud. And again, I think the Democrats are like, right now, they're fighting like they're cornered, injured animals. And that's it. They're going to bite and snarl. And we've got the vote. You heard what happened today, too. The Arizona governor appointed the...
John Kyle?
Yeah. He reappointed the Republican representative, and there's a 51st vote. So, unless we lose a Republican, which I don't think we're going to lose a Republican. They're going to fight. I believe this one is a kind of an in-your-face to the Dems. I think they're enjoying this. So I figure, along with that, Ginsburg will have a minor stroke, but nothing that'll hurt her terribly. She'll have to step down because she can't believe this is actually happening to her. But, you know, the lies that were told today, I mean, think about a couple things. First of all, they threw out the fact that they said that this has been the shortest amount of time they've had to research a nominated candidate. Well, the reality is that they had shorter times with Sotomayor, and who's the other one? I can't remember.
Kagan.
You had to bring up the name? Anyway, Sotomayor and Kagan, right? They had less time with those two. I also hear that they say they didn't get enough paperwork on Kavanaugh. They're really irritated they get the paperwork they asked for, yet apparently the amount of paper that he gave was more than all three.
No. It was more than the last five.
The last five. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
All
the last
combined
five.
Together.
Think about that, right?
Yeah.
So, but these are lies that are being told, that are being swallowed by the left, because they go walking lockstep and believe this stuff.
Well, and it's not just the left, Joe. It's the media. That's one of the other bigger problems, is the media spews their lies. They get their talking points, and they just go with it. And this is why I don't believe anything the media ever tells me. And one of the reasons, as someone who's also in the media, I include links to everything to back up what I'm saying. Don't believe me. Go fact check it and verify what I already said. But nobody does that. And the mainstream media is horrible at actually telling the truth. And they're really good at pushing the narrative of the left. And they've been doing it for a long time now.
Yep.
It's just more and more. It's been more obvious after Trump was elected. That's all.
I just, you know, the hate that you see in these guys. I mean, you think about who Kavanaugh is and what he's done. You know, they're asking for his papers while he's with George W. Bush. And the average person doesn't understand that as the secretary, he's not coming up with these opinions. He's not writing these things. These are papers that are written by others in the office. And he simply, I mean, to make it really simple, he's simply pulling these papers together, putting them in the proper folders they need to be in, and then giving them to the president. I mean, again, like I said, I'm downplaying, making it very basic and simple. If they get those papers, no matter who's written those papers, they're going to put them on Kavanaugh. They're going to make it look like Kavanaugh's the one who did it.
And he has nothing to do with those.
No.
Nothing.
No. I'm delivery boy. For all intents and purposes, simply delivery
boy. Basically, right.
Right?
But what they're trying to say is, they're trying to say that that's not being transparent. Well, those are things for the president that have actually nothing whatsoever to do with Kavanaugh. So why do you care?
Yeah.
They're lying. They're lying. And this is what I personally have a huge issue with. Kavanaugh has how many hundreds of opinions that he wrote as a federal judge? He has so much paperwork. I mean, Elena Kagan wasn't even a judge, for God's sakes, ever.
That's right.
You know?
You're right.
And this guy has written his own opinions. They don't need to take his word for it. They don't need to listen to him. They can read his opinions. He followed the Constitution. That's how he interpreted laws that were brought before him.
You can't do that. That's too distasteful. There's no following the Constitution. What's wrong with you, lady?
I'm not a left-wing loon.
I am amazed at how many times the word Constitution is now used. The word budget is now used. They're going out, like I said, I'd say they're going out of their minds, but that's kind of stupid. They are out of their minds at this point in time. I can't believe some of the stuff that I heard. I mean, really can't believe the way they talked to this guy, the way they treated him, the way they talked to him. It just
at
amazing
him.
To me. At, bingo, yes. At him. Right?
Here's a guy who has a very respected and respectful career. They can read all of his opinions. They've been public for a long time. They literally, I talked about it like this the first few minutes on the show. They embarrassed themselves. It was a circus, and they were the clowns. And then the sideshows were their little freak minions, sheep, like the handmade harpies that were there, and the people who chose to stand up and scream during it.
I want you to think about something here, all right? Judge Kavanaugh, the Dems are calling Judge Kavanaugh extreme. Now, this is according to the people that stand up for the violence at these riots, right? That stand up for MS-13. We got a whole list of about 20 different things. And they call Judge Kavanaugh extreme. Are we serious?
Yeah. Look, anytime the left calls someone something, they're projecting. That's if it's extreme to follow the Constitution, which is what the SCOTUS is supposed to do, they have a problem.
Well, it just has to be SCOTUS. POTUS, and they have a problem. Hey, gotta go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Marin after the break. Beautiful.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. And tonight, she was guest hosting the show for me. Thank you, Kimberly. I always appreciate you stepping in like that.
Hey, I have fun with it.
I know. At least you get to blow off some steam for real, you know.
Yeah, I get to take over with Tammy.
Yeah, right. I don't stand a chance at that point. Now I'm afraid to come in the room when I hear you two talking. Seriously. Anyway, hey, before we get too far along here, I mean, seriously, what did you think of Aretha Franklin's funeral?
Okay, so besides Bill Clinton being the pig that he always is.
And all of them up there. I mean, I know. All right, go ahead. You give me your thoughts first.
Well, Louis Farrakhan was there.
What was that all about?
You know, the guy is a scumbag, racist, anti-Semite, and he was there.
And women and cattle.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, women are second-class citizens in his group.
Right.
I don't understand any of this. I don't understand the continual the obsession. What do they call that when the captor, when the captive person falls in love with her or his captor? They have a name for that.
Schadenfreude.
When the person that's been jailed, if you would, or has
Patty Hearst had that.
Yeah, Patty Hearst
right?
had it. I can't remember what they called it.
Stockholm
right.
Syndrome.
Stockholm Syndrome. That's it.
That's it.
That's why we have Tammy around. She knows a heck of a lot more than the two of us and 12 other people.
Yep.
So it's a Stockholm Syndrome. I mean is that what's happened now with the Dem Party? I mean, you know what, my buddy Corey Duncan. Corey Duncan. He's a homicide booker. Oh, my God. Corey Duncan. You know, he says the black community is kind of like that, where a lot of those people in the inner city, they're dependent on those Dems. They're dependent on making sure those Dems get back in. And again, you put your rocks down, you can throw McCory when he's on, but it's the same thing here. It's just amazing to me that they're able to let that happen.
They just don't care. Honestly,
I don't know what everybody's afraid of. That's my problem. I really don't understand and don't know what everybody's afraid of. It's like President Trump said when he was running, and I know some people got irritated with it, but when he was in the black community, he's like, hey, look, you've been voting for them for 60 years, and look at the mess you're in, right? Give me a shot. What have you got to lose?
Right.
You'd be in the same boat, right? And then you can re-vote them, and everything will be wonderful.
You know what? It's like keep doing the same thing over and over again. It's like a hamster wheel, right? Maybe if we'll just keep doing this and we'll just stay on it and something will happen. and it doesn't happen. You just end up getting really tired and worn out and eventually you die.
Why is it, let's look at Chicago, St. Louis, New York, D.C., I can go on all day like this, right?
Yeah.
And they're all run by Dems. Some of them have been run for decades upon decades by Dems, and they still vote them in. I don't know. Is it the blue pill that they're giving them? I don't know. I don't know. What is it?
I really don't know. I think some of it is people just always have voted that way, right? We know in Massachusetts that's how it works in a lot of cases, and I'm sure California too. Oh, my family just was always Dem, so I always took a D ballot, or I always voted Democrat. So they got sucked in that way, and then they don't really pay attention. They just listen to what these lying politicians say,
right.
And don't pay attention to what's really going on around them. And then they wonder why everything sucks and they have no money. Their taxes are super high. They can't afford to live in the city that they were born and raised in that they love. And crime has gone up. Poverty has gone up. School systems are horrifying. They can't figure it out. But it's because of the people, the government, that they keep voting into place.
But you see that happen. You know, to our detriment, even the Republicans have voted out their own. We've been ourselves at times.
I don't know if it's to our detriment, to be honest. We should get rid of people who are no longer doing the will of the people. We should get rid of people who claim to be one thing, and then when they vote, it's not one. It's completely different.
Oh, yeah.
If you say you're going to do something, and you don't make every effort to do it and try to make it happen, get out. If you vote for something that is the complete opposite of the values that you're supposed to represent or what a majority of your constituents want, get out. Oh, you don't even know how many people I would get rid of. I would get rid of probably all of them. I'm not even kidding. There's far and few between. Even people like Ted Cruz, who I like very much, has angered me for supporting things like Marcy's Law. So I can point out issues with a lot of them, and there's some that are really, really good.
I don't even know what Marcy's Law is. Explain to people quickly.
Oh, good Lord. You have it. It comes from your freaking state.
You mean Jessica's law?
No, Marcy's Law. It's different.
Okay.
It's a California crackpot whack job billionaire. His sister was killed by her boyfriend, and he got released on bail, and his mother happened to see him, see the released guy who didn't go through due process or anything yet, happened to see him, and she freaked out. So they tried to, which I could totally understand, so they tried to put all these Marcy's Law into place, and they've been trying to put it in place all across the country, in places like South Dakota, I think Idaho did it, and it's horrible. It's horrifying, Joe. It takes away due process for criminals, but it also hurts victims. It says it's going to help them. It hurts them. I'll send you a website I know of, because we stopped it in New Hampshire. I was on the same side fighting against it with far left-wing Democrats. Like, it's the only thing we've ever agreed on.
Wow.
Actually, there were three things this year I agreed on with some far left-wing Democrats who we never agree on anything. So some of them aren't as bad when it comes to certain things. But Marcy's Law was one of those. Some Republicans were really pushing it. Some Dems were really pushing it. And there was a slew of people, all of us in between, that were, we got together and we fought against it.
Wow. Well, you know, and that's what we were talking about earlier, right, when I first come back. I was talking to you about how often it is that we come together for certain things, and we need to stay together. We need to keep working together and not give up, even after we think we've got it licked, right? Because it can always come back to bite you. It can always come back to where they'd make a change, and you wouldn't know it. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's one of the things. And people have to realize, once a law is put in place, it's really hard to get rid of it.
Yeah. That's,
it's harder to get rid of it.
See, I think there should be an automatic trigger in all the... for those of you gun nuts, I said trigger. Anyway, there should be an automatic trigger in that law. Any law, actually, that like sunsets in 5 years if they don't go back at it. And the reason I say that... here's the thing. If it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, if it doesn't...
Yep.
If you don't get the desired result or close to the desired result, it needs to fail, die, something. I don't know. These laws stay on the books forever. Look at Massachusetts. They got blue laws on the books. They should have gone sideways 117 years ago, right?
Oh, I'm sure most states have ridiculous laws that aren't really kind of followed anymore. But, no... they tried that sunset BS in New Hampshire. When we Republicans passed Medicaid expansion, they said, we'll sunset it when the federal funds go below 100%. Guess what? They lied, just like we said they would.
No, lied.
Especially welfare
programs. They don't
lie
to us. What's wrong with you?
You can't put welfare programs into place because you will never, they will never go away.
No, I agree.
Especially welfare programs. But, yeah, you're right. Any law, I mean... the thing is, if somebody puts in a law and you find out it's bad, why do you want to repeat it in a different state? That's just stupid.
Yeah, I know.
You're supposed to learn lessons from other people's mistakes, not repeat them. God.
Look, I said this years ago. Most people don't pay attention until it is too late, until it bites them where it hurts.
Yep.
And I think that's part of what's happened now. But I will say one thing. In watching the way some of these primaries are turning out, I think the Dems, in some cases, they're punishing the old establishment. That's what I think. I don't think they've really thought through what that actually means. But you know what I'm saying? But I think that's exactly what they're doing. I think some of them are actually punishing the establishment. And you know, whatever. I don't really care. I want them as in much chaos as humanly possible.
They're completely in chaos. I mean, they are in such disarray because they really don't know what to do with themselves, honestly. but you're right, because look at that socialist Democrat from New York, unseated and incumbent.
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't do
Ayanna Pressley
just
did. He didn't
show up. Right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah. That's what they need to do. I mean, we need to do the same thing.
Hey, all right. So thanks for filling in for me today. Tell people where to find you quickly.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteGrok.com, and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
I am Joe Messina, your host. Guess what? Tomorrow night, again, in doing my civic duty, Eric Halliby fills in for me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back tomorrow. You're going to love it.